new skeleton and...
Yes, fine, but I still think you should come, Hammond said, not really listening. And we've just received some evidence for a very puzzling and remarkable find, which seems to be a living Procompsognathid.
Oh, what?
Hammond said, slowing down.
I didn't quite get that. You said a living Procompsognathid?
That's right, Grant said. It's a biological specimen, a partial fragment of an animal collected from Central America, a living animal.
You don't say, Hammond said. A living animal. How extraordinary.
Yes, Grant said, we think so too. So, you see, this isn't the time for me to be leaving
Central America, did you say?
Yes.
Where in Central America is it from, do you know?
A beach called Cabo Blanco. I don't know exactly where.
I see. Hammond cleared his throat.
And when did this, specimen arrive in your hands?
Just today.
Today? I see. Today? I see. Yes.
Hammond cleared his throat again. Grant looked at Ellie and mouthed, "What's going on?" Ellie shook her head.
"Sounds upset."
Grant mouthed, "See if Morris is still here." She went to the window and looked out, but Morris's car was gone. She turned back. On the speaker, Hammond coughed.
Dr. Grant, have you told anybody about it yet?
No.
Good. That's good. Well, yes. I'll tell you frankly, Dr. Grant, I'm having a little problem about this island. This EPA thing is coming at just the wrong time.
How's that? Grant said.
Well, we've had our problems and some delays. Let's just say that I'm under a little pressure here. And I'd like you to look at this island for me. Give me your opinion. I'll be paying you the usual weekend consultant rate of $20,000 a day. That'd be $60,000 for 3 days. And if you can spare Dr. Sattler, she'll go at the same rate. We need a botanist. What do you say?
Ellie looked at Grant as he said,
Well, Mr. Hammond, that much money would fully finance our expeditions for the next 2 summers.
Good, good,
Hammond said blandly. He seemed distracted now, his thoughts elsewhere.
I want this to be easy. Now, I'm sending the corporate jet to pick you up at that private airfield east of Choto. You know the one I mean? It's only about 2 hours' drive from where you are. You be there at 5 p.m. tomorrow. And I'll be waiting for you. Take you right down. Can you and Dr. Sattler make that plane?
I guess we can.
Good. Pack lightly. You don't need passports. I'm looking forward to it. See you tomorrow, Hammond said.
And he hung up. Cowan, Swain, and Ross. Midday sun streamed into the San Francisco law offices of Cowan, Swain, and Ross, giving the room a cheerfulness that Donald Gennaro did not feel. He listened on the phone and looked at his boss, Daniel Ross, cold as an undertaker in his dark pinstripe suit.
I understand, John, Gennaro said. And Grant agreed to come?
Good, good. Yes, that sounds fine to me. My congratulations, John.
He hung up the phone and turned to Ross.
We can't trust Hammond anymore. He's under too much pressure. The EPA's investigating him, is behind schedule on his Costa Rican resort, and the investors are getting nervous. There have been too many rumors of problems down there. Too many workmen have died. And now this business about a living procompsid whatever on the mainland.
What does that mean? Ross said.
Maybe nothing,